You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another team, obviously, rookie quarterback, great running back, nice receiver. What have you seen from that offense that would be concerning?
When you talk about what Minshew. Okay, we talk about the quarterback that they have at helm. I was calling him Sanshu earlier, but...
You know, Manshew's the chicken.
I was calling him Sanshu because it sounded like a Pokemon. That being said, Uncle Rico. Right. When you talk about the quarterback, what he's supposed to, he's done a heck of a job. I mean, the way he scrambles, the way he extends plays. I mean, this is one of, I wouldn't even say the fastest quarterback because, I mean, you look at his 40 time, he's not rolling like that. But at the end of the day, he is. He's playing faster on film than what you'd be accustomed to with somebody who's supposed to run the way he is. He's picking up first downs. I mean, he's extending plays. And, you know, DJ Shark and Didi is out there, you know, clearly extending those types of plays. And that's something that can wear down a defense. So we got to be mindful of that. We got to keep them in the pocket. We got to be able to put a cap on the receivers because they're out there making explosive plays.
No, you guys aren't where you want to be defensively, but what kind of groove do you feel like you guys are in?
A groove of progression. You know, we're always continuing to persevere to try and grow, trying to not only improve our third down incompletion rates, we're trying to keep teams out of our end zone. We're trying to keep teams out of our red zone. We're trying to play all 60 minutes instead of letting up a touchdown the last 40 seconds because it doesn't matter. Every point matters, every touchdown matters, every game matters.
Is that particularly aggravating for you, a perfectionist, or, you know, one of those things where you just kind of let it go and say, yeah.
Nope, okay, it's not something you let go. No, we talk about it. We talked about it today. We talked about it yesterday. We talked about it the day before. When you talk about playing a complete game, you're always striving for just that. So when you don't meet that standard, then you have to continue address the situation and work forward towards playing a pitch-perfect game. Just think, you know, had Marshawn, you know, kept his toes in when he was trying to intercept the ball underneath Mike Evans. You talk about if Eli or Aaron Flagg wasn't thrown on Eli and the interception he could have had, or the delay of game somehow that they sort of blew dead but didn't blow dead, but Marcus had an interception. That's possible three turnovers that would have been in our favor. It's crazy how that works sometimes. You talk about, you know, Marcus Davenport has a strip sack fumble. If we get that, that's a turnover going our way. We've got to be able to come up with these things.
When you see a quarterback like this that doesn't have a lot of film on him, what is there to rely on?
I mean, it's not like it's his first game. It's not like we're just going into a blind. We have a couple games of film. We understand that, you know, he is a scrambler. He is somebody who makes his reads and then takes off. And when he takes off, he grabs chunks of yards. You also have to be aware that, you know, they have Leonard Fournette, who at the last two games has ran for 300-something yards. This is something that, you know, we have to take as a challenge to us and really try and get Leonard and the quarterback before he really starts going.
Do you understand that he has a mustache and a headband?
Uncle Rico, hence why the Uncle Rico bit, you know. I think he's embraced that, right? They've got a Lynn Sanity. I mean, Minshew Mania.
Minshew Magic.
Face Magic? Minshew Mania.
I think it's Minshew Magic. Is it Mania?
Mania. Yeah, Mania. Everybody got their gimmick, but I mean, this kid's riding right now. He's playing at a above expected level.
Even though he is playing well, when you guys are going up against a rookie quarterback, does that encourage you guys a little bit more, just being a veteran, just to get after him more, just knowing that it might be easier to fluster him?
I don't know. I don't think so. If anything, he's a rookie quarterback, so he can take all those hits. I mean, it's not like, you know, he's a shining, you know, green leaf out there. It's not like he's aged at all. What is he, 23? As a quarterback, that's like pristine body shape, right? Like, you never get touched in college unless you're at a game. You never get touched in the NFL until you get to a game. Hey, he's taken like maybe 50 hits in his life. No. I mean, if anything, you know, he's going to be rolling even more at a higher pace. At this point, it's got to be on the defense. It's got to be on the defense line to keep him contained.
You got asked this already. I know you're unsatisfied about certain aspects of the defense. the same time, how do you feel about the distribution of pressure, if you will? Not always the sacks, but it seems like
everybody's getting after the quarterback right now.
It seems like everyone's in taking.
Continue your praise. Yeah. I'll take it.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. No. When you talk about the D line and the amount of pressure we want to do, the amount of pressure we put on ourselves to create pressure on a quarterback, I've said it from the beginning of training camp. It's got to be on the D line to create this pressure, and you see the depth that we have. I mean, you talk about guys like Trey Henderson, guys like Marcus Davenport, and even Carl Grandison last game. You talk about our interior and how each and every week we got stronger from the first couple weeks out and to how they're rolling right now. I mean, Sheldon's back. You talk about David Onyemata, Mario Edwards. I mean, everybody's getting pressures, hurries, hits. If we can continue that, I mean, that's an excellent pace that we're at right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.